This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So that's where the waters get a little muddied, where some people, I'm not saying everybody, but some people do it because they know it'll go viral.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like in real, like we talk about this all the time. This A situation been going on for a minute and nobody say nothing. Nothing.
Oh, prior to the,
Prior now to all the of a sudden when it's popular and there's a wave going on, now everybody got something to say.
Yeah,
you could have used your voice a decade ago and tried to stop this from happening.
Yeah, John Fisher didn't just become a jerk.
Right.
He didn't just become a bad owner.
But now it's a wave, and now, you know, you want to ride the wave, and you want to make sure you're on the right side of the popular opinion. So now you're going to get your 2 cents in when you weren't doing nothing when things were really going down. You weren't in the trenches with those people in Oakland trying to fight for their team and stuff.
You didn't get your jokes off when the plumbing was falling apart.
Right.
You didn't get your jokes off when, what James said, there were rats running through the media
possums.
Area. Possums.
And
fine.
Rats.
Possum rats.
Yeah.
It's the same goddamn thing to me.
I don't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I don't want to. Hey, look, both of y'all live your lives and leave me alone.
Yeah.
But, y'all didn't rally then.
All right.
There's literally nothing you can do about it now. Mm-hmm. And you're getting your jokes off.
AJ like, Pruszynski, all and, these people, and, they wouldn't say nothing like that when things were really
but
going
here's
down.
Here's the funny part to me. You hoes aren't going to say, fans will. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the broadcasters. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the writers.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all aren't going to say anything when you're on the strip.
No.
Nothing of this situation will be different. Absolutely nothing. From the owner to the process to the commissioner who greenlit it all, nothing will be different. But when they get to Vegas, because you like the city, and you can order hookers to your room, or you can go gamble, or you can show up for a four-game series and go to a couple shows out there, you ain't going to say nothing. So it's a lot of, again, this isn't the fans. I'm not talking about the fan base. I'm talking about the writers who have something to say about Sacramento. I'm talking about the broadcasters who have something to say about Sacramento. And Sacramento becomes this rallying cry for what happened to Oakland and what happened to the A's and John Fisher and
it's
all of these
hustle.
Different things. That is exactly what it is.
Fake hustle.
It's fake hustle. You're trying to give this perception of caring when you don't. And you're jumping on the wave of social media. You're jumping on the wave of an angry fan base. But when you can go eat at a Michelin star restaurant on your 4 or 5 day stop in Las Vegas, your ass is going to be real quiet. And that's going to show how shallow all of you are, about this Oakland A's, poor A's fans, poor city of Oakland situation.
And it, and I already know what's going to happen when that goes down. They're going to say the same things that you're saying, that I'm saying right now. They're like, well, it messed up, but there's nothing we can do about it. They're here now. So nothing that we can say is going to change. That's what I'm telling you right now.
And boy, is this place at Tropicana beautiful. Boy, do we love it here.
Right.
So, had a great steak last night at Ocean Prime.
I go, well, that's that D-Lo money right there. The others are going to be at the $2 steak and eggs.
Ain't nobody going to be there. You don't go to Las Vegas to get $2 steak and eggs. You go to the fine dining.
I found a note. You don't go there for that, but you might end up being there after a couple of bad hands.
See, that's the thing, though. I don't have bad hands. I don't play. I go for Ocean Prime. You know how excited I was to find an Ocean Prime in New York? Knowing we're going to have a Brooklyn Chop House night and an Ocean Prime
it's
night?
Good luck.
Come on, man.
It's a real good luck.
Come on, man. I go for the food.
Yeah. The other aspect of this, to stall out my man Jake, to have his back a little bit.
Jake didn't do anything wrong. He just asked a question. He got his ass whooped, but he just asked the question.
He got jumped.
Sometimes you get your ass whooped when you ask questions on social media.
But what he's saying, hear me when I say this, is, I don't want to say correct or right or not like that. I understand exactly what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Shane didn't do anything. Lawrence didn't do anything wrong. Nick didn't do anything wrong. I'm talking about these A's players. They're playing really good baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing really good baseball right now. These are young guys that are out there putting on a nice little second half surge and showing some promise. Soderstrom, Jacob Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys are playing good baseball. And sometimes, yeah, they should be celebrated for that. And people should go out there and like, A's are playing good baseball. Man, Nick Kurtz is one of the best players in baseball. Yeah, we should see that tweet every now and then too, because those guys didn't do anything that John Fisher did. They're going out there performing, playing good baseball, young, exciting players. So I understand this is a unique situation, and that's why you probably don't see those type of things, especially on Twitter, because anybody who's still an A's fan probably isn't tweeting out things on Twitter. A lot of the times, Twitter is just a soundboard for things that are bad. You know what I mean? Right. Or to complain. So the people who have a complaint, they'll be the ones to race to Twitter and tweet their complaint.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand exactly what Jake is saying. It's like, hey, these young guys are exciting. They're playing really, really good baseball. Where's the love for that? Where's the people saying, hey, check these guys out or something like that?
What fan base is he talking to, though?
They're the A's fans. There are A's fans. There are people who support the A's.
They're there, though.
Maybe he's asking baseball people, too.
Maybe so.
Because like, if you're talking to like the old fans that just said to hell with this team and that complain and stuff, like, yeah, those fans are long gone. Why are they going to put money in the owner's pockets? Like, yeah, of course they're not going to support this team. Like, why would they?
I think the
A's fans that are still around, they're there.
I think the start of the tweet, like where the thought process came from Jake, came from what he sees on Twitter.
Definitely.
And I don't think you see the A's fans that are still there on Twitter saying positive things about this team.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you talk about the A's on social media, you only see negative. Mm-hmm. I'm once again not saying that's right or wrong. I'm saying that's what he sees.
It's a negative skewing platform.
Right. So he's looking at that after the A's win again, and he's like, yo, why do I always just see negative stuff about the A's? These guys are playing well. I think that was the start of where that thought came from. The A's fans are still there, but I don't think they're tweeting.
I don't know.
So I think that's where it came from.
I get it, but it's also like the negative tweets is from the Oakland people. Like, it's simple. Like, that's why. There's no question. The A's aren't getting support from those people because they left Oakland.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said, that's where I understand where they're coming from. I don't – it's just one of those things where, like I said, for me personally, this is just a Kenny Caraway thing. If the Kings would have left Sacramento, I don't think every tweet I would have had would have been like, I hate the new Kings or the Sonic. Like, I just wouldn't have said anything because at some point, reality would have set in to me. Like, I can tweet to my little heart goes out. They're not coming back. But that's
just because
me.
Those are the tweets you see, though, doesn't mean that that's every tweet that they have.
Very true.
You know what I mean? They could be tweeting about every, other things, but this tweet from Jake pops up under their algorithm. And like I'm never on Twitter anymore. I open Twitter like once a day and it's before our show just to kind of see what's going on. But my algorithm is so jacked up now because I don't use it. I don't even get news anymore. I don't even know what's there. And I saw Jake's tweet because Damon had recently responded to it, and I followed Damon, and that's how I went down the rabbit hole of, Jake and Damon. Oh, Jake. Oh, no. Oh, Jake. Oh, that's a ratio. Yeah. And then, like, okay, this is an interesting conversation here. But it's you're boiling it down to a toxic environment that already exists on social media. But it's tough because that toxic environment surrounds Oakland, That toxic environment surrounds the A's and just swirls around everything that involves the franchise right now.
Right.
Whether it's from Oakland, Vegas, whether it's here in Sacramento, whether it's from writers, whether it's from broadcasters, it just, as someone once said, there's a dark cloud over the city and it's not going to be lifted for a while.
it's not. And like on Jake's side, once again, I'm not saying nobody's right or wrong, but I can see Casey Pratt and I'm like, why are you still talking about the A's? Like, why are you still talking about the A's and trashing that situation? But I also see Casey's point. Casey was trying to fight to keep the team in Oakland. So if he feels it's therapeutic for him or it's something that, you know, he wants to, you know, keep their name alive in Oakland forever, and he wants to tweet about it and do all. I understand that. I understand both sides. I understand Jake talking about, like, yo, why is this guy keep talking about this? And Casey saying, like, I'm never going to stop talking about it. So, yeah, it's whatever. Like, I get it, though. I get what Jake was saying. I do. You're just not going to find that on Twitter.
But in all things are true. It's a toxic environment on social media. It's a toxic environment around this baseball team. This baseball team is playing well. That's also true. Whether it's getting acknowledged on Twitter or not, doesn't matter. The A's are winning baseball games. They won again today. They're 17-8 in their last 25. Does that mean anything? No. They've lost too much of the season for it to mean anything. And what is also true, and this is great news for Kenny, is the Giants got their ass beat last night. Again by the Padres. They're playing right now. We're not watching it because everything goes bad when I turn on the Giants
game.
Guess
what the score is? 2-0 Giants.
Well, we could have some fun.
Go ahead.
We could turn it to 3-2 real quick. Remember when Jesse said, hey, put the game on. It'll be fine. Logan Webb was like dealing and struck out everybody. And I did turn it on immediately, gives up like a double. It's like, all right.
Then you turn it off and they get an inning double play.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. Absolutely
oh,
weird.
Nothing was the same since that Rockies game.
Absolutely nothing. Sorry to the Giants fans. We'll come back to get into a little bit of the NFL. I really want to talk about this thing that's going on with the Connecticut Sun. Maybe we table that because it doesn't. It's kind of an evergreen subject because the W subject is your girls. The Aces are cooking right now. Like if you haven't looked.
Come on, man, stop playing with us.
The turnaround was swift. And I ain't talking Taylor. We'll talk about that. And I said this earlier. I'm all in on the Cowboys, Doc. And I get it.
Oh.
I'll explain.
Oh.
Matt George coming up at 3:15, 1 hour from now. It's D1KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Check this out, man. It's Thursday. You know we cooking. You know we getting after it. We're not playing around. I'm not playing around when it comes to my Prize Picks lineup, right? Mm-hmm. It's been a little bit of a struggle as of late, but I'm kicking out. I'm kicking out today. I got my girl Angel Reese. I don't know if this is her first game back or not. Has she played?
I'm starting to lose track because Feecey's not back. Stewie's not back. I'm not really clear who. I'm not sure if
Caitlin's not back.
I don't know if Caitlin's coming back. You might as well just not at this point. Like, you just lost Sophia Cunningham. Like, maybe just be like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. Just kind of shut it down.
Reload next year.
Kind of shut it down.
But Angel is on the lineup, supposed to be playing. They got her at 14.5 points. That's a demon. One more. Going more with Angel tonight.
Yeah, 14.5 points is a hell of a demon. Holy crap, for her first game back, too.
That's the shaky
fact,
part.
I might get in on this one. Hold on. You took the over?
Yeah, well, you can only.
Oh, that's right. You can only I'm off that. Yeah, you're going to have to let me know how that works out for you. I ain't touch. That's crazy.
Hey, I forgot who the.
I'm not touching that. Pause.
You know. Now, I know everything, they're still very good, but they're playing the Liberty, no Stewie. So that's why I was like, she might still get that 14. Mm-hmm. That's why I took the more on that one. But I got Angel in that. I got my girl Kiki. They got her at 9 rebounds.
Okay.
One more. I'm going more. She's playing Connecticut. She should get 15. And then, you know, she's staying in my lineup right now. My girl. The GOAT. The one, Asia Wilson, who's just put the aces on her back.
She's killing it. Yeah.
Put the aces on her back.
8 straight.
Come on, man. They got Phoenix tonight. They got her at 24.5 points. I'm going more on that. Until she cools off, I'm going more every time. And then there was a nice little half passing yard play. Avery Johnson, the other Avery Johnson. Quarterback for Kansas State.
Not the one who thinks Buddy Hield is still trapped in Sacramento.
He's the quarterback for Kansas State. They got him at half a passing yard this Saturday when they go up against Iowa State. I'll have some picks for you guys tomorrow, too, by the way, for week zero. I got that one, man. That's a free play for y'all right there. So make sure you hop on that.
Update.
Yes.
Angel returned on Tuesday.
What's she
at? 19-7.
Damn, welcome back.
Against the Seattle Storm.
She getting 14. She getting like 16 tonight. She getting 16. Do your thing, Angel. Do your thing. Angel, nice little bounce back season when she was able to play this year. But
man, that feels like a trap.
It does.
Oh, don't do it, D-Lo. Don't do it.
But if y'all want to not have Angel in your lineup and put somebody else in your lineup, you can do that too. You can do whatever you want. Just make sure you put in the promo code KIFM. When you put in that promo code, it gets you $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. Once again, promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to PrizePicks.com for more details. PrizePicks, run your game.
Uh-oh.
And the only reason I say it that way.
The logo wins again?
That is five. Mm. I'm gonna pull back the curtain because I think it's okay. I have been notified.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, who keeps snitching on this league?
Well, no.
Oh,
no,
okay.
This is higher than all of us.
Okay.
I have been notified that the new Prize Picks slogan is, "It's good to be right." It is no longer run your game. So do we start a new league?
You sure it's not Sabre?
Huh?
Oh, they missed it too.
No, I got it. No, sorry. I got it. So, Sabre, I got you. I know you don't. It's fine.
That's well. That I thought about Jim.
No, you what?
I thought about Jim when he said that.
No, it wasn't Jim.
Todd.
I missed that. I don't think I knew that was the logo.
Why do you not get emails anymore?
I saw that this morning. It says new slogan. PrizePicks has updated their slogan to quote, "It's good to be right. Please make sure to use this moving forward."
All right. Well, that's yeah.
I so okay.
Say that again. It's what?
It's
and that is the slogan. It's good to be right.
It's good to be right, league.
Yeah. No, so we just transformed the league. We don't start a new one.
We just transfer it. The league. Yeah.
All right. It's the IGTBRL.
Question mark.
I might step down.
Question mark. Question mark. Let me ask them. Who's still in on this league?
Association.
Who's still in on this league now? It's good to be right. So is it good to be right? Emoji.
It is. It's good to be right.
Like everyone's retired. Everyone's retired. Everyone's out. Zabo left his boots in the ring. This is the logo. He's walking away. Wow. Just shut down a whole league.
Well, whoever's still trying to...
John Poles. Yeah, John Poles just said you took his slogan away. Now all he can do is tweet.
Oh, well, looks like you're going to lead the league. Dustin's going to lead the league.
Have fun in the ABA.
That man wrote fire, fire, fire. Man.
So we still have one more day, I think, of... No, we actually might have a couple more days. We might have another week.
September 1st.
Yeah, we have another week of...
And then the Run Your Game League is gone forever.
Well, it's just transformed. It's
they said the league.
The whole league just walked out.
XFL.
I think I stepped down.
It's got the XFL over here.
The IGTBR.
Oh. Well, shout out Prize Picks. I haven't looked at this. Got a little promo money in my wallet.
Well, that's what they told me. I checked. I don't have.
Mine's there.
This ain't yours again.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not my problem if yours isn't, but mine is there.
Oh man, I'm gonna need them to update that for ya, boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold off. Looking at boy, they're already setting up these NFL joints. They got these max discounts where Dak Prescott is a half yard.
Oh yeah, he's in one of my plays on that one.
Kenny vindictively just wants to say less. You can't even do that. He wants to do it. Just to be a jerk, he wants to say less.
Let me put what I want on there.
Stop trying to fool me with these max discounts. He ain't throwing for half a yard. He sucks.
Oh, I got a question. So they still got some preseason stuff here.
Oh, do they? I just saw the discount for Dak.
This is a real player. Jack Plummer. Today for against the Steelers.
I'm only familiar with Jake.
He's got a picture and everything. Look at Jack Plummer.
Is it lineman position? Is he playing? Tell me it's not a linebacker.
Does he have more or less 90 and a half passing yards?
Less.
That's terrible.
Wait, is this Jake's son?
I don't know. It checks out. He could be. Boy, they have some randoms here today.
What'd you say his name was?
Jack Plummer.
That'd be hilarious if it was his son. He's like, what are we going to name him? Jack? What? No.
Oh, yeah, Jake Plummer's not Jack Plummer's dad. What a plumber. Let down.
Has anybody
Jake Plummer having a son old enough to be in the NFL? Is that even possible?
Jake Plummer played in 2004.
He'd have to have that kid
been quick. Well, he could have had it before he got in the league.
True.
Yeah, the math works. Yeah. Math works.
Anybody know who Ben Wooldridge is?
Nope. That's not even a name.
Sounds like a reporter.
I think he was a park ranger.
It's a quarterback for the Patriots. They got him at 87.5 yards.
You're making that up.
They got some names in this preseason.
You are making that up.
And that's just the quarterbacks. I ain't gone to receivers.
I wonder how many lines they have in for week one for like players. Like, do they have a... How can I search this? Explore it. Can I search like... Does Joe Flacco have a line yet?
He might. Because like you said, Dak got one.
Well, that's very specific. Like, they set that up for a reason.
They do.
They got Flacco's line?
Well,
more or less 3 interceptions.
Yeah, Come on, man.
They got Flacco. They don't have his picture, but they got Flacco.
They don't have his
picture. That's disrespectful.
218.5 passing yards.
Less. Wait, hammer the less.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to give more context to see if you guys change your mind. They're playing the Bengals.
Okay, that does. The Browns absolutely suck on offense, but the Bengals defense is that bad. It makes me think.
I got one for you. 241.5.
Uh-huh.
It's your boy.
Gosh. Tua?
241.5.
Against who?
The Colts.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. More.
At Indy.
More.
They got him at half a rushing and reception touchdown, 1.5 rushing yards, 1.5 passing touchdowns.
More.
I will not tell anyone to put any money towards the Miami Dolphins. I just will not do that to you guys. I have no clue.
Let me ask you guys this. This isn't exactly...
I don't know what Brock's line is.
Well, I'm looking at a little something from right here, and I'll ask it this way. They got Brock at 233.5 passing yards.
Yeah.
They got Sam Darnold at 214.5 passing yards. Who do you think has more passing yards in that game?
Sam.
Really?
Yes, I think Sam.
I'm
going to say
Brock. Brock. I'll go Brock.
I'm going to say Brock. What's your thought process? I might understand the thought process.
49ers run the ball a lot more, I think. I think you'll get CMC involved. Carries and
like Donald
like
will have to throw.
I don't know how open Pearsall is going to get. I want to see what he looks like to start the season. Juwan Jennings coming off a calf. Who knows how ready he is? If he's going to be ready, Kittle. We trust him. But
Josh Allen, 239.5 passing yards, more or less, against the Ravens.
How many passing yards?
239.
I'll take less.
I think I'll take less too.
I'm taking less too.
I think I'll take less. Is like, are, if you had to pencil in, and I'm sure we'll do this in 2 weeks, but an MVP favorite?
Joe Burrow.
Burrow?
Yeah, for me,
Joe Burrow. A good one.
I'm going to go Lamar.
It's going to be one of those four quarterbacks?
Yep. Yeah.
Jaden can't get in there? What y'all think?
I don't know.
He's going to take a CJ Stroud. I don't think. I'm kind of thinking he might take a CJ Stroud. I'm step back in year two.
I think the Commanders are better than the Texans were.
And to be fair to the Texans, they lost a lot of players. They lost
that second year. Yeah. Stephon Diggs got hurt.
People just keep trying to tell us that the Commanders are here and they're getting the next greatest thing, blah, blah,
blah.
I'm
not trying to do all that.
Not you. I'm saying, like, just the general national narrative around them. And, like, that's kind of, I don't know. I think we're crowning them a little bit too early.
I haven't been a fan of their offseason.
If you want to crown them, crown ass.
I haven't been a fan of their offseason.
If you want to crown them, crown ass.
I haven't been a fan of the things I've heard and some of the things I've seen, joint practices, all this other stuff of their offseason. It's my radar's up on those guys.
And I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, they got Deebo Samuel. No one would Deebo Samuel look like at the end of his 49ers tenure.
Well, we were talking about that on third down, who not to throw the ball to. James brought it up. Like, I feel like that is where they really miss Deebo, the 49ers. Because, like, you can get the ball to Deebo 2 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's the old Deebo, though. Mm. Well, the Deebo they had last year and who he is right now. Yeah, that guy's gone, man. That guy's gone.
I think when explosiveness is your biggest trait, you're going to die quickly because it's going to be the first thing.
Well, especially the way he played.
Yeah.
He played a physical brand of football, and that took a lot out of him.
Terry McLaurin's situation isn't fixed up. I mean, it's just questions. I don't think they're going to be bad or anything, but it's just I wouldn't put them in the NFC Championship or anything like that.
I wouldn't do that. Still the Eagles Conference, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's the Eagles Conference.
I'm going to just dump that for you.
Yeah, I don't know what
I dumped that. I actually dumped that.
Listen, I ain't going to. That's just.
I work with children. God damn children.
I see the bubble right here in the next stack of commercials. Oh, we hit the dump, so yeah.
Oh, actually, that reminds me. I think I do need to put together a season lineup on Prize Picks.
Prize Picks, Prize Picks, Prize Picks, Prize Picks, Prize Picks.
A season lineup.
Yeah, because I did that for the WNBA. So my season lineup, which I don't think I'm going to win, is that's a bad job by me. I had Brittany Griner at 17.2. Actually, I think I am going to win. Go, sorry.
In that case, it's good to be wrong.
I think I am going to win. I had her at less than 17.2 points on the season. She's at 10.3, so I'm going to get that. The one that's going to be the killer is I had Asia at more than 10.6 rebounds a night. Okay. She's at 9.9. Okay. I don't think she's going to get there.
Okay.
I had Angel. This is cutting it close. Angel, 14.1 points per game. She's at 14.2. And I got Camilla Cardoso. They had her at 10.5 points per game. I took the more. She has 12.4.
Oh, okay.
So I might win 3 out of 4. But the whole point is I need to do this for the NFL.
Yeah.
I need to figure this out.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
I got to figure out what plays I'm going to make.
I've come around. Like, I don't think I was never out on Seattle. I'm intrigued by Seattle. All of this really stems from I've got so many questions about the Rams, specifically Matt Stafford. Mm-hmm. Like, is this a team that can survive? Like, can they really survive with Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback? Mm-hmm. Like, who is Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback? Like, the parallels, the comps between Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan are insane.
What kind?
And they're nonstop. This would be the greatest comp ever. Like, they're the two coaches who made Jimmy Garoppolo into a starting caliber quarterback.
Right. Was Jimmy Garoppolo a good quarterback when he left San Francisco?
No.
Like, when
wasn't a good quarterback in San Francisco. The 49ers and Kyle Shanahan made him a good one. That's why I'm like, maybe he can do it with Sean McVay. Look what happened to Sam Darnold when he got to competent organizations with competent coaches. It's why I want Bryce Young out of Carolina. Well, I'll give them a chance to figure it out. But it's why I give Trevor Lawrence a pass. He had to deal with Urban Meyer.
Oh, goodness.
Like, if you can, I mean, I know Kenny hates coaches, but if there is one place where I would say a coach is married to their to a particular player position. It's football and it's the quarterback.
Well, Jimmy has looked good, or at least decent. At least everywhere he's had a good coach, whether it be Belichick, Kyle, then we'll see with McVay. He played for the worst coach of all time at McDaniels and had his worst year ever.
Jimmy, maybe it's just the coaching.
Jimmy also 34 in November, by the way.
34?
Yeah.
Jimmy, oh, it was the Raiders where he looked awful. That's right. I was trying to think.
He was the worst quarterback in the league.
He was terrible.
He was bad with the Raiders. His last stint with the Niners, he was playing well.
He was fine.
And then he got hurt. And but then Brock came in.
But I also think y'all spent two years telling me that Brock Purdy's not good. He's just a product of what's around him. Well, then you can't sell me on Jimmy Garoppolo being good if he's a product of what's around him. But what's given me pause in all of this is he could be that product in Los Angeles if for some reason Matt – well, not for some reason. If for very obvious reasons Matt Stafford can't play. You've got Sean McVay. You've got guys. You might be able to do it.
The thing that is going to be needed if you got to go – a certain amount of time with Jimmy, or say Stafford gets knocked out or whatever, and you got to roll with Jimmy. The reason why it worked, I believe, in San Francisco is the coaching, but also the other positional units were top flight. That defense was top five in the league. The way you were able to run the ball was probably the best outside of Baltimore in the league. Everything else was on point. And it made up for the deficiencies of Jimmy Garoppolo. The Rams got a good defense. Will it end up being top five? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Are they able to run the ball the way the Niners did when they had Jimmy? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think the coaching is one thing. You got the elite coaching. Now you need those other components to be able to rise as a team with Jimmy Garoppolo under center. But to your point, I mean, that'd be crazy if Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan just have the same opportunity with a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo.
And do it.
Yeah.
Like, and that'd be bad news for the 49ers, but if they're able to do that, I feel like this is one of the bigger storylines as week one starts to approach. What is the actual health of Matt Stafford? Because when you talked about, and I feel like I said definitively, this is still, and you repeated it, this is still the Eagles conference to win, to lose, whatever, however you want to phrase it. This is the Eagles conference. The team that could give them the best run, it probably lies on how you feel about Detroit losing their coordinators and the Rams. I think those are two of the – I mean, and maybe if you're high on Jordan Love and in Green Bay, like, that's okay too. But I feel like the ones you talk about the most are Detroit and Los Angeles, and I think the one that most equipped to do it because they're more similarly built is Los Angeles. And if you can't remove Matt Stafford from that equation. And to me, that changes the complexion of the division, the conference – and a team who I think is a legitimate championship contender. So as we get closer and closer to the 4th, September, to me, that is a story I'm locked in on.
Yeah.
And like, oh, Matt Stafford practiced today. Okay, what'd it look like? It was fine. Okay. All right. I want to know how many days in a row he's practicing. Is he doing all first team reps? Is he doing the full practice? Is he doing part of practice? Did you just march him out there in front of media to say, look that he's here? And how much can he take? Like, he's now at the stage where he's an older quarterback and you have a back issue to start the season. That's a problem.
Yeah, and you kind of mentioned it there as well. Like, all right, you're able to play week one. Can you get to week 10?
Right.
Can you get, like...
It's the Joe Flacco syndrome. You're playing week one.
Right.
We'll see what happens from
can
there.
Can that back hold up over the course of an NFL season? you play well, your team wins, you go to the, like, can you do all that, not just be out there?
And that's how you do it if you're winning a championship.
Yeah. I don't know. I go back and forth. You know how it is when you first brought this up. I was like, it's Stafford. He always ends up playing. And then it got serious. I was like, oh, it's looking bleak.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is practicing, quote unquote, on track to be there week one. So I expect him to be there. But, you know, that's just him able to play.
Right.
What does he even look like out there? Like, can he still throw? Can he move? Is he a sitting duck? Do you have to change your play calling because he can't move or you're afraid of getting him hit? And does that make you more predictable for defenses or whatever? So there's a lot of things at play in that situation. But I agree with you where if right, that's a team that can compete with the Rams.
Yeah. And, the Eagles.
Or excuse me, the Eagles, yeah. That can compete with the Eagles. I think the Niners are the same way. Like, if they're right, if they get their wide receiver room healthy, that's a team that can compete as well.
I agree, yeah.
Stafford dealing with his back stuff. Eagles looking like the top team they are, but the rest of the NFC is like kind of not questions, but no one's kind of taking that mantle. 49ers got an easy schedule. If the roster just stays the same till the end of the season, can they get to a Super Bowl?
Absolutely. The 49ers, absolutely.
They can.
Absolutely. Even with the wide receivers they have, like, is Brandon Ayuk, can any of those guys be like a number one? Can Ayuk be a number
They could do it without being, no. But they could do it without being 15-2. They could do it being, 10-7?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just got to win one game against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that's kind of what I'm thinking too.
But say the Rams are dealing with injury issues with Stafford all year. So you get the division that way. And, I mean, I think Brock Purdy's a good quarterback at CMC. So I'm wondering if maybe you can just fail upwards, but just get to that Eagles game and maybe fall into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's not failing. Like, if you're good at, we've seen teams as the, this used to mean something different, but we've seen teams as the sixth seed.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the Steelers do it. We saw the Giants do it. We saw the wild card teams make a run to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The 49ers to me are talented enough to do it. I don't think they're talented enough to fall into a super where like Bosa can stink, Trent's out. Like, I don't think you can survive that. But if you're surviving like what Jesse was laying out, or maybe the wide receivers, you know, maybe you're struggling there in that room, that makes the run game a little bit harder, but you're finding ways to win games. If you can find a way to channel your energy when you get into the playoffs and get through the, whether it's Washington or Philadelphia, maybe it's the Rams there. I absolutely think that team can do that.
Yeah, and I do think, we talked about this on the handoff, I do think the wide receiver room looks a little different if you get Juwan Jennings back in there.
Mm.
I'm not saying it's top flight or nothing like that, but now you get Juwan Jennings and you get through that suspension of DeMarcus Robinson. Now you're looking at Jennings, Pearsall, DeMarcus Robinson, maybe one of those rookies like Watkins. You got George Kittle. You got CMC. It looks, like I said earlier, a little bit more professional at that point.
To me, when you have a quarterback, you have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. And that's true for Brock, Jaden, CJ. Like, if you have a guy, this is our franchise, Jordan Love. You have a franchise quarterback. You have an opportunity to get to the Super Bowl. I'm happy for him. When you have a Sam Darnold, a Geno Smith, mm-hmm. I don't feel like, best case scenario, I don't feel like you can get to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But if you have the guy under center, you can. Mm-hmm. And history says the only way that you can, if you don't, is you have an otherworldly defense.
Right. The more we talk through this over the weeks and stuff, this season all just comes down to him, I think.
Brock. Sure.
I think they go as far as his play takes him this season.
Yeah.
It could be Ayuk, Pearsall, whoever in the wide receiver room. Which the more we talk about, I think it all ends on Brock this season.
Yeah. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
We started it was 2-0 when we started talking about the Giants. It's now 4-2 Padres. Runners on first and second. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth.
So I can't
this
even
is hilarious.
Talk
can't
about
even,
the Giants. No, you can't.
Don't even think about him. Are you thinking about him right now?
No, I'm thinking about TC on hold. TC, don't hang up. Honestly, I forgot you were there. We'll be right back. And I've got something to say about America's team.
This is what I've been waiting for.
Is D-Lo back?
Stilo and KC on ESPN 13.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
20. I'm looking at a couple of things. ESPN's app launched today. And for those who may have taken a look at it, you may have seen that if you're a YouTube TV subscriber, your login won't work with ESPN. It looks like that's also true for Dish, Comcast, Xfinity, Sling TV users, and a handful of other systems. According to a couple of articles I've been reading here, there's conversations being had. It actually, I was telling Jesse during the commercial break, it makes sense that they're not with YouTube TV or that they don't allow YouTube TV logins or even Dish TV Dish satellite logins, because Hulu's theirs, and there's a Hulu Live TV that competes directly with YouTube TV. So I understand that. In the same regard, fix it.
So it looks like it's going to be $30.
No WrestlePalooza for us, pal.
$30.
Yeah. Let's see what TC is talking about here. I can't talk today, man. I might be having a stroke.
I hope.
Jesus Christ, man. TC, what's good?
Man, what's up with my two brothers?
We good, man. How you doing?
TC sounds pissed.
I was waiting on the homies. I'm just hearing the conversation. I'm like, is they going to tap me in? And when you notice D-Lo, I fell out laughing. I said, damn, he probably caught it. Hey, it's all love. You know, it's all love. Hold on, before I get started, can you send that picture I sent you? You got the plug on those, bro?
I did.
Hey, what do we think this is? What is happening right now?
D-Lo, it was some A's, some 12s, bro. That's my favorite, one of my favorite Jordans, if not the 12s and the 9s. Yeah. And I sent him a picture. Yeah. Bro, they fire.
TC, where did you see these at? I want to.
They sent him a bootleg, too.
I just want to do some research.
Listen, I seen it online. I was scrolling, bro, and I screenshot it. I said, man, is he dropping? So I hit the homie like, man, maybe Kenny might know.
They look fire. They look fire.
You can get them in Japan.
I'm not sure.
Hey.
You can get them from kicksheat.com.
That's my dog, D-Lo Crazy.
TC.
I know. Listen, hey, I probably fell victim, D-Lo. I ain't going to chat.
That's all right.
I fell victim.
That's all right.
Seriously, Jesse. But look, check it out. What I'm calling for, I'm calling on the A's, right?
Oh.
I'm kind of confused a little bit, too. I'm back on that, what I called before, Kitty, when I was talking about what's up with the boy Lawrence Pouting, mm-hmm. right? But they've been winning games. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, as far as everybody going to have their own feelings. But I'm talking about really the people from Sacramento that's A's fans. I told you I'm not even really big on baseball like that. But I'm not getting on why everybody hating on the A's, especially the people from Sacramento that's Sacramento A's fans. They got a bunch to say, bro. And I'm not feeling that. And I'm sticking up for that point. And I'm not even a baseball fan, but I'm not feeling that point, bro. I'm not, dog.
Okay.
I hear you. I mean, I think a lot of people,
they're calling them shoes Jordans. Y'all are wild. TC out here trying to get Casey to buy some fake shoes.
And those is fire. Those Nike need to Jordan. Yeah. They need to look at those. Hey. Like, hey, maybe we could do something here. And need to holler at TC and his connect.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, I think the people like myself, for instance, where I wasn't an Oakland A's fan,
mm-hmm.
team moved to Sacramento or is playing in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm a fan of the Giants, like I want to see the A's win. I don't, the baseball team, not the owner, all this other stuff, I don't have a bad thing to say about those guys. I want to see them be successful. I think those guys, like myself, yeah, they feel that way.
Yeah.
If you were, like, we'll talk to Matt George in a little bit. If you were a A's fan when they were in Oakland and all that happened, I could understand you just not really rocking with what's going on here. Like, even though they're in your city now and all this other stuff, I understand it. I don't know how I would react if I was in those situations. Maybe I'd be different. But I do understand, like I said, a Matt George or a Kyle Madsen saying, nah, like, Kyle's from the Bay Area, so that's mm-hmm. also a little different. But saying, nah, I'm cool. I don't really rock with a franchise like that. I get it. I completely get it.
Yeah, TC, it's just it's the nature of the franchise right now, man. Mm-hmm. It's the nature of the franchise, bro. I started a couple of episodes of the Cowboys doc on Netflix.
What do you think so far?
It's fantastic. It's very good. Mm. I could do without the long, drawn-out opens that they do. But so far, it's really, really good.
I'm sorry if you already said. How many episodes?
I'm a two. Okay. I started the third one.
I think
one
it's eight
night.
Total.
Yeah, I started the third one last night. Still no one in a barber chair with scissors.
Yeah, I'm waiting for someone to get stabbed.
There's a couple of things that stand out immediately. How different the NFL is than it was when Jerry Jones bought it. I mean, the commissioner of the NFL announcing Marshall Irvin as the draft pick for the Dallas Cowboys
was
pretty insane.
So confused at that time because I was like, was this Michael Short for Marshall? Like, what did they do that for?
Pretty insane.
I was like, did they pass him up and then trade for him later? And I didn't know this part of the story. This is
never
this is
in
amazing.
A million years would that happen in any draft that we have this year. Not like that egregious. The other thing is Jerry. I could not believe. I mean, every time they showed it, I like popped. I thought it was hilarious. I was in Knoxville when Lane Kiffin left, and it was one of the weirdest things I ever experienced. Living there was a tsunami or earthquake. I can't remember which one in Haiti that day. Devastating. But you wouldn't have known that in Knoxville. 4 miles from campus we were. And you got one of those breaking news alerts, which I don't even know the last time I've seen one of those, to say that Lane Kiffin is leaving Knoxville to go to USC. Seeing the breaking news alert on local Dallas television, Jerry Jones and his family are walking into the press conference now, and I think it was for the Tom Landry firing. It's, they also announced Jimmy Johnson is there. Again, how much
sent
the
Jimmy
NFL
Johnson
has changed.
Home.
Yeah, he sent Jimmy Johnson home and just said he's going to be my next head coach. After they were spotted at like a restaurant that turned out to be Tom Landry's favorite or whatever. All of the, what they call them, the hick from the sticks, or all of the everything that they were referring to Jerry as, and all of the, you know, he did an interview, like he was getting like challenged by Peter Jennings. Hmm. Like, this is Peter Jennings. This isn't, it's not Stephen A. Smith. Like, this isn't Max Kellerman. There's three networks. It's Peter Jennings just trashing Jerry Jones to his face.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this like, I get it. I get why he did it his way. Why, when he took that team over and very publicly fired the general manager and said, I'm going to do this, all of the scrutiny he was under, and I think they may have taken some liberties with the actual origin story, this whole, oh, you know, I was $15 million in debt. Like, I'm just some poor guy. Like, no, man, you can't be $15 million in debt. Like, you've got money somewhere. Right. And then he talks about drilling the well, the oil, the $100 million. And, like, the whole thing is very, you know, Jesse said this the other day. It's literally the first 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then he's the Cowboys owner. But the scrutiny that he was under in Dallas when he took ownership of that team, it's like, yeah, I would have wanted to do it the same way. F all of you. I bought this team. That guy didn't want it anymore. You could talk about Tom Landry all you want to. This team sucks. I rolled my eyes the second I saw Skip Bayless. I understood it, though, because Skip is who he is because he covered that football team when they were the biggest thing in the NFL, when they were one of the biggest things in the country.
He was in the trenches.
That's why he's there. Yeah. He was also there when the team sucked. And he was like, Tom Landry didn't know players' names anymore. He was falling asleep during meetings, like, it was time for him to go. And Jerry was the one who said, he's gone. He stinks. I'm bringing a winner in here. This guy wins. And you're over here calling me a hick. You're over here calling me this. F all of you. I'm going to do it my way. Oh, you don't like the Herschel Walker trade? You don't know who this player is, this player, this player? You don't know who these five players are? Don't worry about it. None of them are going to be Dallas Cowboys. I'm turning all of those picks. I'm turning all of those players into draft picks. And then that's where Emmett comes from. They had already landed Troy because they sung. That's where all of these things happen. And then they get going, what, like a year later, 2 years later. Mm-hmm. This is in the first 5 years of Jerry owning that team. Yeah, I'd feel a certain way about it. Now, I haven't gotten to this part of the story, but I know it. We are sports fans. We're all intimately familiar with it. The Jerry Jones, Jimmy Johnson thing. That's entirely different. And I'll feel how I feel about that when I see how it's portrayed on the show. But the idea that Jerry was under so much scrutiny and decided, I'm going to do it this way, my way, and you can all go to hell. And you win a Super Bowl in your first 5 years. You win two of them in the first couple of years you're out there. Yeah, I might have stuck with it for a while, too. Mm. And now maybe we're past that. And maybe he should have turned it over to somebody else. Maybe somebody else should be running the football program and all of that. But going back then, I don't think I fault Jerry Jones one bit for doing it that way.
I've watched half of the first episode, fell asleep. Once again, not because of that, just I was watching it late. And get our jokes off. All seriousness, not a fan. But Jerry Jones is a star. He's
a babyface in that doc.
He is, but he has a star presence. When he's on that screen, when he gets talking, and he talks candidly.
He is.
He talks like candid. He tells you the story of what's going on. He's a star.
He is.
I absolutely get
no question about it.
What goes on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.